Welcome to the latest in the WebFusion audio blogs, and on the line with me today is Richard Morris, the farm manager at the National Trust's Wimpole Home Farm in Cambridgeshire, home of the newly launched My Farm project. Hello, Richard.
Good afternoon.
And I guess the first question is, what is My Farm?
Well, My Farm is the a new National Trust initiative that is aimed at reconnecting the great British public with food and the provenance of food.
Yep. And it sounds like it's going to be a very interactive project. You're going to get people to sign up online and effectively help you make decisions on the way the farm develops. Is that correct?
That's right. We're looking for 10,000 farmers, no experience necessary, to sign up as members. And we will call them farmers then, because they will help me run this farm. They will be involved in every decision that is made that this farm puts into action in the future.
And I've seen you've already started doing your own bits of blogging on the My Farm website. That's probably fairly unique. I don't suppose using the internet is part of many farmers' daily routine.
Maybe, I don't know. Some of the younger generation are probably a lot sharper at it than I am. I'm very new to this, and I feel like a bit of a dinosaur, so it's quite different, yes. Definitely different for me.
And I've seen in some of the media there are comparisons being drawn between My Farm and the Facebook game Farmville. Have you ever played Farmville yourself as a farmer?
No. It's a bit like me going home at night and watching Lambing Live. It's just one of those things that wouldn't happen. But there are some... When the National Trust took on this project, and it's been sort of 18 months, 2 years in the development, we looked at lots of similar types of social media, Farmville certainly being one of them. What was interesting about Farmville is success. 60 million people worldwide. Mm. Why are people so involved? Why are they so interested? And I honestly believe it's because people would like to understand better and have a better knowledge of where their food does come from.
Mm-hmm. And I think the first vote is the 26th of May for all those that signed up, and they'll be actively being able to sort of get involved with those farm decisions. Have you got any idea what those first votes might be about?
Yes, definitely. The first decision will be framed around one field I've got. It's a field called Pondfield, and I'm asking the My Farmers what they want to grow on that field.
So they will actively be involved in helping the farm develop and grow, I guess.
That's right. This is a very real situation that they will be making the choices, very real choices that will have real consequences and a real impact on this farm.
Okay, well, best of luck, Richard, and thanks for your time. If anybody out there wants to get involved or simply find out more about the farm project, you can check out the website at www.my-farm.org.uk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to check out our full range of blogs, audio and written, at www.blogwebfusion.co.uk.